April the 24th, 2012. Minister of Education sacks school board. The Minister of Education sacked the Board of Trustees at Moriwa School yesterday. This is a small Northland school, which used to offer classes from years 1 to 10, but in the last 3 years has had about 25 students altogether in years 11, 12 and 13. The Minister of Education said they did not do well in their NCEA results and must go to a nearby high school. The pass rate, achieve rate for NCEA, was only 11%. Moriwa is a small rural town where about 80% of the population is Māori. There is high unemployment and poverty in the area. The school tries to offer a happy, positive Māori experience for their children. However, the Ministry of Education said that it was impossible for two teachers to teach 12 subjects well to their senior students. The Board of Trustees in every school in New Zealand consists mostly of parents. They are elected by parents. The Board of Trustees at Moriwa refused to send the senior students to another school, so the Minister of Education removed the board and appointed a commissioner. He will work with staff to make sure the school provides a good learning place for the students. This is not the first time the Minister of Education has sacked a Board of Trustees. Usually a commissioner stays at a school for a year or two until the problem is fixed. Then a new Board of Trustees is elected.